The Lower House of the Czech Parliament approved the ratification of the European Union's Lisbon Treaty on Wednesday by a narrow margin of 5 votes. The treaty, aimed at reforming the EU, now goes to the upper house, where it faces stiff opposition from some senators from the main governing party, the Civic Democrats. The Czech Republic currently holds the rotating presidency of the EU, and as Rob Cameron reports, ratifying Lisbon is proving to be politically rather awkward.
Czech MPs bowed to the inevitable on Wednesday morning and said yes, many of them reluctantly, to Lisbon. 125 of the 197 MPs present voted in favour, just 5 votes more than the minimum needed for a constitutional majority. 61 MPs voted against the treaty, over half of them from the conservative Civic Democrats, hostile to any further European integration. Speaking to reporters shortly after the vote, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who heads the Civic Democrats, hinted at the trouble Lisbon may still encounter in the upper house, the Senate.
I'm glad the Lisbon Treaty has been approved by the lower house. Nonetheless, the Civic Democrats are still bound by the resolution taken at last year's party congress, and that's why the battle now moves to the Senate. That resolution says Parliament must also ratify the treaty with the United States on placing a radar base on Czech soil, as well as pass legislation to curb some of the powers granted to governments by Lisbon. So if these two conditions are met, nothing stands in the way of ratification of the Lisbon Treaty.
Political pragmatism has transformed Prime Minister Topolánek from a fierce opponent of further EU integration, he famously described the original EU constitution as shit, into one of Lisbon's reluctant supporters. Even as he cast his vote in favour, the Prime Minister told colleagues he was doing so with no great enthusiasm. Political analyst Jiří Pehe says Mr. Topolánek is treading carefully at a crucial time in his political career.
Mr. Topolánek is playing a tactical game. He knows that part of his party is opposed to the treaty, that some of his deputies and senators may leave the party if the treaty is ratified, and he probably doesn't want to rock the boat ahead of the elections to the European Parliament, because his party would go to the election significantly weakened. He knows that if he suffers another defeat after having suffered a defeat during the regional and Senate elections last year, he is probably going to be removed from the post of the party chairman and prime minister. So he's playing a tactical game, and unfortunately the Lisbon Treaty has become a hostage to Czech domestic politics.
So the Lisbon Treaty now goes to the Senate, although senators won't begin discussing it until April. The Civic Democrats' Senate caucus has already said it will not recommend its members vote in favour of Lisbon until the US radar base has been ratified in the lower house, which remains an unlikely prospect. And even if the Senate does vote yes to Lisbon, the treaty must still be signed by President Václav Klaus before ratification is complete. And he said he won't sign the document until the people of Ireland, who said no to Lisbon last June but may soon be asked again, have made their decision.
Thanks, Rob Cameron. So still a good deal of uncertainty over the